The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My mom is finally home from the hospital, and I just want to thank caregivers. Seriously, yes. They're not appreciated enough. Listen. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
So my mom came home, and she just had this really intense, aggressive surgery. Now is the recovery part. Life has been very different for me and my stepdad. Shout out to caregivers out there.
Yes, round of applause. It's a big physical and emotional job.
All of the above. Job. And let me tell you, what we're doing is nothing compared to what my mother's been through. But my goodness, it is a 24-hour gig. She always needs something. She has a tracheotomy. Do you know what that means? It's like right in her neck. She can't breathe through her mouth. So they had to force this through her neck. And so we've just been watching her. I just want to say thank you to doctors. Thank you to caregivers. Oh, my gosh. It's been a lot. But I feel so blessed because she's on the road to recovery.
Yes. That's great news to hear.
Yeah.
So good. Shout out to those caregivers. My brother is actually a nurse.
He's a nurse.
And so he did a lot of caregiving while he was going through school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just you have to have a certain heart for it. And those people do.
And patience.
Yes.
I have to tell myself all the time, I love my mother. And we're going to let her do what she needs to do right now.
I will say one thing. Your mom is one tough woman. Oh. For everything she has going on, she has been so, so tough about everything.
Both of her legs have had to be operated on to use bone in both of her legs. The woman was lapping me yesterday with her walker. I was like, what are you doing? And she'll be out of her walker like in a week. Seriously. All right. So, Otto, you said you had a little food news for us this morning.
Toucan Sam just declared war on Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, whoa.
Is it shots fired? What's going on?
We got cereal beef going on. There's now the new Cocoa Loops. So Toucan Sam is not doing fruity anymore. Well, he's still doing fruity, but now he's added chocolate to his game. They have the Cocoa Loops.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to try it. I love when it's done, the chocolate milk at the end. It's got to be real cold. That's the only way I'll drink the milk is super cold because I usually just eat cereal dry. And if there's a little of the chocolate milk left.
You eat cereal dry?
Yeah, the whole box.
That's another conversation in itself
anyway,
right now. I don't want to get to that right now.
Dry cereal's way better. Milk is disgusting. Well, I rarely drink milk.
Is it even cereal if it's dry? It's just...
Yes.
It's basically Chex Mix at this point of a different variation.
I don't know. It's basically feed is what it is.
We had that debate another day. Whatever, Otto. Whatever, Ant. All right, Anthony A., National Day.
Quick shout out to the Easy Bake Oven. National Easy Bake Oven Day.
Oh, all right.
Is introduced on this day in 1963.
Do you remember, Otto, when our daughter Ava Maddock had hers and she would bake those disgusting cakes
I was going to say, they are not tasty, but it is fun to sit down and do it. My sister had one. Our daughter had one. You probably had one too, right, Dana?
No, I never had one.
You never had one?
No, I want a Snoopy snow cone machine. I want an Easy Bake Oven. Even though the Easy Bake Oven, you know what it cooks with? A light bulb.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they were all like mushy, the cakes. And you're like, but inside you're like, ugh.
The Easy Bake Oven's still around, if I'm correct.
Oh, it's one of the number one sellers.
One of the greatest toys in
inventions ever. I mean, it doesn't even work, and we all love it.
And we're still getting to the bottom of those buckets. Today is National Candy Day.
Hey, what candy's left? You've got your Almond Joy, you've got your candy corn, and your licorice.
You're right. These are the bottom of the bucket ones right now. Mm-hmm. The ones everyone's looking
at. No, the bottom of the bucket are the Smarties.
Oh.
That's the one that people always leave those at the end.
Right.
I always feel like I can draw on the sidewalk with them.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How do you feel about your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife having lunch or dinner or after work drinks with somebody they work with who is not the same, who's the opposite sex? I mean, you just traveled across the world with one of the most beautiful people I know. Her name is Summer. I am not exaggerating. Summer is about 5'9". She is a former cheerleader, professional cheerleader, dancer in sports like the NBA. Gorgeous woman. And she was Otto's travel buddy. I don't have a problem with that because I trust you.
You know what's funny? I can just hear Summer right now going, keep going, Dana. Keep going.
Exactly.
Keep talking about it.
Tell me she's not beautiful. You know, you look at her. She's a gorgeous woman. I sit next to her. I'm like, God, why am I next to this person? She's so beautiful.
She's a beautiful woman, but do you know what she is? She's the homie. That's what she is. She's just my friend. That's all there is to it.
And I trust you 100%. Well, there's some discussions happening right now. Some people think it's not okay that if you have a work husband, wife husband, that it can lead to other things. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. So have you had an incident in your life where the person you're with ends up hooking up with somebody they work with? Or are you that person? 877-730-DCS1. Or is it all innocent? Like you have a work husband or a work wife and everything's good. Call now or text and we're going to talk about it when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Having lunch or dinner with the opposite sex at work, is that a good thing, a bad thing? Is it, I mean, is it a thing? It's a thing if you let it be a thing. And so we have James on the line. James, what are your thoughts about having a work wife or a work husband?
My dad taught me if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
Yeah.
And for me, in my personal situation with my wife, we've been together 20 years, I just don't put her in a position to have to worry if I'm a duck, right?
Oh,
so I just don't ever go to lunch. Not even an option. If a female coworker was like, do you want to? The answer is no. I'm sorry. I've got a wife and kids. And if I've got time to go to lunch with you, I've got time to play catch with my kids.
Oh,
so it's a different,
my gosh.
You're not a duck. You're a goose.
No,
right? According to my kids, I'm a golden goose.
Daddy, can you Apple Pay me?
Oh,
Apple Pay me? Can you send me Starbucks money, Daddy?
When my son asks for college tuition, I'm going to hand him his Fortnite receipts and say, here.
There you go, James.
Oh, I haven't laughed at a dad joke in a long time. That's funny, James. Thank you, James.
Thank you so much. Thanks. We love you.
Y'all have a great day. Thank you for listening.
Oh, James, that means the world to me. Love you. Bye.
Have a good one.
So we have Karen on line two. Karen, are you okay with your boyfriend having lunch or dinner with the opposite sex?
Oh, no. I mean, it should be a personal choice. Like, my partner, if they want to go out to lunch, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But I shouldn't have to tell them, don't do it, you know?
Are you married?
I'm in a relationship right now. Mm-hmm. My person is, he's about to deploy. As a matter of fact, I went to this place and I got offered a job. But the person that offered me the job, he had already made it clear that he was interested. Because previously I had gone in there and he had asked about going out to lunch.
Oh,
at that
Karen.
Time, I wasn't with nobody.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
At that time, I was single. So I was like, oh, yeah, we'll talk about it. But we never did anything. Never went out, never hang out, nothing. This time I went back to the business and he offered a job. But I already know his intentions, so I declined because it would be disrespectful. And I don't even need my person to tell me, don't go for that job because it's a better job, as honestly.
Right.
But if I go for it, I knowingly am putting myself in that situation.
That's inappropriate for that man to offer you a position because it kind of puts him in a position of power over you.
What? Man
and it's
abusing
a little
the position of power? Never.
Never.
Oh, you would never
do anything like that.
That never happened.
I love that Otto and Anthony are able to joke about that.
I was going to say, you mean hire the hot girl? Who would hire the hot girl?
Hi, Karen.
Sorry you had to go through that, Karen, for real, though. That's really, it's not cool.
It's wrong.
Yeah, it's not good.
But see, it happens all the time.
Whoa.
Okay, when I met Otto, I used to work at this radio station. This general manager had a crush on me, and he would make me feel so uncomfortable because I was a single mom, and I had a lot going on. And I almost felt like if I didn't talk to him, he would fire me. And I needed money to pay bills and feed my kids. So,
but see, they do it all the time, though. It happens the time. And then if you say something, they look at you like, you really think you're that hot?
Exactly.
Like, you really think that high of yourself? Then you are the crazy one. So it's like, you just kind of like, personally, I have left jobs because of that.
You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. I get it. Karen, we love you. Thank you for calling.
Of course. Thank you. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There are certain things that Otto can say to me that I could never say to him. He can come to me and say, well, first of all, let me tell you what I could never say to him. Man, he's so hot.
Oh.
If you say that to your husband, did you see how handsome that guy is? I will go to brunch and have fun with my girls or go out or whatever. And we're like, oh, did you see him? He's so cute. Oh my gosh, this and that. Don't you dare say that to your husband, even though Otto will sometimes tell me, oh, she's so pretty. Doesn't bother me even a little bit. I'll be like, who? Oh, she is. She's just gorgeous.
Well, I think that's just a way of describing somebody. If somebody's a beautiful person or a beautiful woman.
I agree, Otto. I'm agreeing with you.
It. Yeah.
However, I'm saying if I was to tell you, let's just say, I don't know, somebody.
I don't want to hear it. I already know. Yeah.
See, you don't even want to pretend that we're there.
I mean, I know when somebody's a good looking person. I just don't need you to acknowledge it, like lustfully, I guess.
How how is saying someone is good looking, if I say to Otto, oh, he's handsome, how is that lustful?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just being like, but oh, he's so hot. That, now that's different. That.
But if I said he's handsome, I already know you. You'd be like, oh, you think he's good looking? Anytime that person would come around, he'd be like, oh, there comes Mr. Good Looking. I already know.
Yeah. I kind of sound like a catty woman.
Well, no. Hey, women aren't catty.
We're reacting to men.
I would think, if that situation happened, I would say, Dana, just don't say anything. I agree with you in the sense that you can't always control what flows through your mind, but you can govern your thoughts and control what comes out of your mouth. I've dated all women. I've dated bisexual women who were into other women. So that was fun until it wasn't, right? That was like, yeah, we could check out
great
all
great dream till your dream turns into a nightmare.
Until you get left out, yeah. And then on the opposite side, I dated women who were like looking at me to see if I was looking at other women.
Extremely jealous, kind of concerned, a little more conservative.
And it's just it's always better to keep your thoughts to yourself. Because then also, Dana, what you're going to do now is automatically going to build up this dream man in his head. And whenever you're out, have you ever done that automatic where you're with your girl, you go, oh, I bet you think he's hot. And it's like, you just check
I would
him
never
out.
Do that, Anthony.
Otto, I only have eyes for you.
Better.
I really think... I hope you take this in the best way possible. As you've gotten older, you've gotten so much better looking. You've always been cute.
Now
but
sounds
I swear
like you're
yeah, like I was
no.
ugly when you married me.
No,
but.
No, I didn't.
No, you were not ugly at all. Absolutely not. But there's something about you maturing that I just feel like you've just gotten so sexy.
We fathered your child.
Well, that was even before he fathered my child.
I also lost 50
before
pounds.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that helped.
Yeah, when we got married, he was a little heavier. I just know what to say in the way that is going to make my partner feel confident.
Yeah.
That's my job, is to make Otto feel confident. He already knows he and
do
I can
Do I make you
around.
Feel confident?
Yeah, you
okay,
do.
Good.
You and I can sit around and talk about beautiful women all day because I love staring at beautiful women.
Mm.
You work with a lot of beautiful women. You know, you DJ... for the NBA. So there's beautiful dancers. Oh, I went to go help host, judge. I was like, man, these women, my knees were hurting. I wasn't even participating. I was like, how are they doing all this? And afterward, I was like, oh, she's so beautiful. She's so talented, like that kind of thing. And it doesn't bother me. But I know for a fact that you would be a little disturbed if I just went around and said, look how good looking he is. It would throw you off a little bit.
I'll admit it.
Because, that's who you are as a person. Be kind to your partner and try to help them.
And buy sunglasses. Sunglasses fix everything.
Sunglasses, nobody knows where you're looking. And do your best to make your person feel their best about themselves.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is Stefan Diggs talking trash about Cardi B? I've got some audio I'm going to play for you right now after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
From behind bars, celebrating his 56th birthday is Diddy celebrating his birthday. And
I should not laugh. That's where you need to be for your birthday.
On the polar opposite of really good men in their 50s, how about Matt McConaughey celebrating his birthday as well, too?
Oh, love him. Yes. Great husband, great actor.
Great individual.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully all right.
Otto, you sound just like him. Jeez. Okay, so Cardi B, I feel like she's pulling her best Taylor Swift. She was at Stefan Diggs, her boyfriend's football game. Who does he play for?
The New England Patriots.
Oh, is that who he plays? I don't know. I really don't. But I do know he was talking a little trash about her after the game.
I think she was a little late, so I'm not going. I don't know yet. I got to do my homework. I got to watch the tape on that one.
Did you teach her the touchdown celebration?
Nah, she picked it up on her own. Dance moves a little shaky, though. So I'll look into that for y'all.
Not only is he calling her out for being late, he says her dance moves are shaky. Honey, she's pregnant. What do you want her to do? You weren't complaining about the dance moves when that happened, were you?
It was interesting because she was sitting with Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots.
She's been friends with him for a long time.
Yeah, and he also threw the connection with the Migos. So that's always interesting, like when being in Robert Kraft's shoe, where you're like, you know a person from another relationship.
You got to stay friends with him.
You got to stay friends, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, Cardi B's probably a better friend to him than Offset.
Well, he's close to Quavo. Him and Quavo are really close.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But either way, we've all been in that situation where your friends are in a new relationship and you're kind of stuck in the middle of everybody.
Otto, I can't even talk to our girl. I don't even want to say her name.
Yeah, don't say her name.
Oh,
I can't even talk to her because your friend hurt her, and now I can't be friends with her, even though we used to be friends with both of them. And now it's like...
I mean, you can be friends with her. You just can't be friends with her on the internet so he can see.
See? See? So you think Quavo or Offset are upset watching Cardi sit up there
like
next to Robert Kraft, the owner of the team? They're like, what are you doing, Robert?
Yeah, you think Quavo's sending text messages to Robert Kraft? Like, come on, dog.
Are Quavo and Offset okay now?
They're I don't think we'll see them doing music anymore together for a long time, but they're very cordial. They're family, yes.
Okay, they made up. They made good. All right, well, I don't know. Cardi looked happy, and she looked very, and Robert Kraft looked happy with Cardi.
And Stephon Diggs scored his first touchdown, so maybe Cardi is his good luck charm.
Oh, don't put that on her, please. Don't put that on her. Because Taylor Swift has been really good with her fiance as well, with Travis Kelce. But I hate when she's there and they don't win and everybody blames Taylor Swift like it's her fault. If Stephon Diggs isn't catching the ball or doing whatever he does, it's not Cardi B's fault.
Don't worry. It's more on Drake May than it is Cardi B. She needs the quarterback.
Whoever that is, too. There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Billie Eilish just donated $11.5 million. Now, she spoke about this while she was receiving the Music Innovator Award at the Wall Street Journal Magazine Award Ceremony. And here's what she had to say, calling out people who were in the audience.
You all, but there's a few people in here that have a lot more money than me. And if you're a billionaire, why are you a billionaire? Ooh. No hate, but yeah, give your money away, shorties. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Laughter. It was awkward when they panned in on some of the faces, like Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg was in the audience,
and she 100% said it. You know, there's this really odd fight going on, and I don't understand it because I don't think that having billions of dollars, there's anything wrong with it. I think what's wrong is that the wage gap has gotten so big because the people with the most money are paying off the politicians so that the people with the least money continue to have the least money. And so I don't understand the people that are angry with Billie Eilish. She just donated $11.5 million. She's not that wealthy. She has money, but she's not. I mean, when you're talking billions and millions.
$11 million is a lot of money. But the thing is when like you got Zuckerberg or Elon Musk or, you know, Ellison, all these guys that have hundreds of billions of dollars, you can't take all that money with you. And hoarding all that money obviously isn't doing good for society in general. So why not disperse it? Do something like Warren Buffett's doing where he's going to give away like 99% of his wealth.
Well, it's not only that.
Bill Gates is doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. But Warren Buffett has been giving his money away because he's like, I make so much of it. I just keep making it. And he's like, how much money does one person need? Warren Buffett literally said, why am I paying more taxes than my assistant?
Ooh.
Why? I mean, not him. Why is his assistant, rather? I just said that completely backwards. Paying more taxes than I do. So, you know, of course, everybody's got to pay and everybody's got to give, but it's
just... That would have been such a good point if you'd have nailed it.
I know. If I would have nailed it, I just totally just...
If you would have nailed that, dude.
I'm so passionate about this.
I know. Like, I just said on your dyslexic sentence. It's
you,
my fault.
You heard my dyslexia, though, huh? Kick in right there.
But you're right, though. And also, isn't like, you know, there are a lot of them who are taking the steps, like Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. Mackenzie Scott.
She's donating hundreds of millions of dollars.
She's already, like, she's given away so much of the money because she's like, I make it right back because I have so much of it. And I feel like, you know, we're sitting here fighting one another when we should be helping one another. I feel like it's let them eat cake where we're fighting for these crumbs and everybody up there is eating a lot of pie. Kendrick Lamar recently, he just donated $350,000 to pay off school lunches. These were kids who could not pay their school lunch bills. So guess what they were getting? A piece of bread and cheese. Not only is that not nutritious, it can be embarrassing because you're the kid sitting there with the bread and the meat or the piece of cheese, no meat, nothing. Everybody knows, oh, this kid ain't got no money. And kids can be mean.
Yes, they can.
So shout out to him for doing that. And shout out to Billie Eilish for putting $11.5 million out there. She put her money where her mouth is and she told those billionaires, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I thought it was going to be a little bit more profound, but hey, she took her opportunity to address them while they were in
with
the
no
room.
Fear.
And I think messages like this are going to be very important with the holidays coming up too.
Oh, I think so too.
You don't want people to. A lot of people are going to face what they call food insecurity now.
I mean, think about it. Right now, with everything that's going on with all the SNAP stuff, there could be a billionaire that could come and be the hero. Why not be the hero? Just come, just donate half of your $100 billion. Guess what? Everybody will love
you. It wouldn't even take that much.
And you'll still be one of the richest people in the world.
All right, remember, if you have the time or the means to donate to your local food bank, please do so.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.